Accession number 19045, Reel 4.
Mrs. Yabkovska, Reel 4. You are allocated the small holding.
Yes, and there was a living building in good condition, and a barn, and everything. So with that paper, with the title Ministry of Agriculture, I went back. I managed to get train halfway, and then I had to wait for another train. Nothing was organized, but eventually Russian train was passing through, which was for Russian forces important. But first carriage was for people, and there was a leader of this commandant of this train. The young man went to say that he's a doctor and he would like to go, and he said, no, you can't go, no. So I went and I said, look, I am secretary to Minister of Agriculture. It was title, Ministry of Agriculture. Yes, come in. So I was on the train, and after some time, a man who was driver of this train, it's probably a different name, came and asked me, which place you want to go? I said, Grodzisk. We don't stop on Grodzisk. So I said, where do you stop? Tell me where you want, before Grodzisk or after Grodzisk? So I said, before Grodzisk. So he stopped whole train. I jumped quite a height to the field, and through the field I came to my mother and said, we have somewhere to go. It was terrific. It was terrific. Because I had to pay for the place, and it wasn't nice.
Where was this small holding? What would you
very call near Łódź.
Can you name the place?
It is named Ksawerów. Ksawerów, quite near Łódź. So my mother went first. To wait for us. And we had to prepare, my sister and me, to take everything. We had a dog, and I bought another dog for the yard. And we went. The first stop was where my uncle used to live, where I was buying a flower. And someone looked after my horse, and it was very nice. Then second stop was nearer Łódź, where I had difficulties in finding the place for the night. So horse was tired, we were tired, and I had to have something. So that paper was of some use again, I show him, look, I am secretary to me. I will try to get for you fertilizer. We didn't ask for anything, only just place to sleep in barn on top of our... But eventually, the last night, we came to my mother, and dogs, funnily enough, felt it was their place and started to bark at strangers. And I organized everything gradually.
Did you cultivate the smallholder?
Yes. Next door peasant, he knew how to plow and so he was doing that, and I was arranging for him some fertilizer, some other things. So that was not too bad. But we still didn't have money. There was a big official party, I don't know, of peasants. And I went there with my sister, and there was my distant cousin and her husband. We went there, and I have learned of someone who could make out of old porridge, which is those flakes, porridge flakes, isn't it? And I knew, I was told that in Sheraz, where I knew, was born, in Jewish synagogue, there were masses of oats. So I managed to buy some, and in that big party, someone told me he could make eventually this oat ready for porridge. So I went to Sheraz with a horse and cart. They loaded the cart, and eventually I managed to come and sell at terrific price this porridge. It was not only porridge, but what was left over was very useful for a cow and for the horse. So that was good. But another thing, my yard was used as a public road to go to bus stop, which was on the main road at the end of my fields. So I needed some sort of protection. And I decided to try to buy a wire net. But price was very high. I went to the shop in Łódź and asked, and they said, there are two prices, either free market or for allocation, which is cheaper. But both prices were too high. Allocation cheaper, but too high, I couldn't afford. Nevertheless, I went to this factory, and he told me the same. They couldn't afford that cheaper price. So he said, after a while, I will tell you the truth. We haven't got coal. Factory is not working because we haven't got the coal. So I said, what can we do? And he said, do you know anyone in a coal board in which? I said, yes, of course I do. I didn't. So he said, could you try? I said, yes, I will, but you have to write that I am your secretary. It was no other way to exist. So I have taken that paper and I went to the office. And asked for director. And when I went to that director, I said, I am secretary of this and that. We have so many orders. Of course, I didn't know what sort of orders they had for ministry, for the army. We haven't got the coal. And he said, and how much do you want? So I told him the amount, and he said, yes, all right, I will give you a ticket. You know, there were people on the position they were not quite used to. They probably belonged to the party, not to run the business. But that was because he said, if you will get that coal, I am prepared to pay full price for the coal, and you will get that net at much lower official price. And in that way, I could have it. And then you would feel much more secured. And then eventually there were some election, and I was elected to be representative of Peasants Union in town. Well, I didn't have a chance to go to, but on our small conference meeting, I would say, I went, and everyone was truly anti-communist. The elderly man who came a bit late and a bit shy, he entered the room but stood near the doors, and then eventually listened, and he said, well, I didn't know what to do, but now I can see everyone thinks the same as I do.
Which town was this?
That was that Xaverov, where I had that small holding. There were large gardens, glass gardens, commercial gardens. The person who belonged to the party came once, why don't you come to our meetings? I said, well, I don't know what are your meetings. I am just a stupid, simple peasant, and I haven't got much time left for going to meetings.
So this was an excuse.
Well, I wouldn't go to the party. Never. And one night, someone knocked to the doors. It was dark. I went to open. And there was standing my husband. He came under assumed name to take me out.
He'd come from the West.
From Italy. Yes, under assumed name. Yes, he was instructor in, he knew languages, he was instructor in a Polish section of 8th Army. And he said he will come back and with me, but I said, look, that small holding is place, my mother is happy. I brought some of our furniture and it is all on my name. How can I go? It was important. My mother took very badly, of course, news that my father died in the concentration camp, which was earlier in the during the war. And there was not only letter, but doctor certificate, which implies that he died from hunger. It was very, very difficult, very difficult life. And then on other hand, my husband risked so much coming to Poland from an officer from 2nd Corps, Polish Corps, to come so after really long consideration, I have changed my mind. I managed to go to notary to change ownership. It was not ownership. To my sister, he brought a very heavy golden bracelet, and for his father, who was very old, to leave another one. And eventually, we have left. That was that small holding was very well situated.
Was it easy to leave Poland?
No, it was impossible, and it was not permitted.
So how did you do it?
Well, my husband had addresses. He had addresses before leaving Ancona in Italy, where he was headquartered. He tried to collect all news. And we eventually went to, we stayed in Katowice and Krakow shortly. And we went to a place near Czechoslovak border where was a water mill through the not river, proper river, to get pass to Czechoslovakia. And the owner of this, I don't know, owner of, or not owner, or administrator, he lowered the water and we passed through that river. It was still quite a lot of water. And we went where he expected to have a person who would help us. We found him, and he said, yes, all right, but we have to go to a small town. It was just before Easter, because Easter time, you can't travel. So we went.
Which year is this?
Must have been beginning of 46. And he took us promptly to a quite a large building, which was a police station. And this police officer said, well, it's Easter, we shall keep you here, but I can give you a word of honor, that you will go where you want later. And he took us down to prison. And my husband was still believing that he was saying the truth. I wasn't. There was one Gestapo man locked there and some other people. And in that place, they tried to advise my husband to go back and to be their spy, and I would go safely to Poland.
This is in a Czechoslovak prison?
Yes. But my husband refused. So they transferred us to other proper prison, where was conditions were dreadful. In a place for two, there was 14 of us. All had to lay down on the same side. One couldn't move because we were so tight. Toilet in the same place with no water. Small window, quite high up. It was really bad. And on Sunday, one of those men working in a prison wanted to show her, his perhaps girlfriend, and he opened the doors. And she probably, suddenly, that air came to her. She went back, few steps back, because that air, dreadful air, came to her. It was very difficult. And then there was a transport to Poland.
You were sent back to Poland?
Yes. But they didn't want it us because they left behind our documents. But the on that frontier, that Czech man needed translator because there was a British journalist, and she needed. And she asked my husband how it happened that he speaks such a good English. And he said, because I am from the 8th Army. And she understood our position. And this man, he asked that man to keep us, and she will go immediately to the consulate, British consulate, so they would help my husband.
Where is this?
In Czechoslovakia.
Do you know the place?
No. 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 So, this, yes. But immediately her dust from her car, we couldn't see her car. They sent us back to the station and we went back to the prison. And next transport with our documents went, and I know the place, that place, that was Cheshin. And we came to Cheshin, and over there I pretended that I am fainting, but I didn't look like a fainting person because I wanted to bribe this Polish officer. And I had small golden ruble. And I said, well, it gives me so much luck. I will leave to you. And it helped. Next day was those Polish officers sitting, discussing our cases. And all of them were to go to the police. But they said that our papers were in order and we were free. Which was a great relief. In Poland at that time, officer from General Anders' army, oh, it would be quite a big occasion. Not for us. So, again, we tried another route, and we found there were lorries with UNRWA medicines which were going to Poland. 5 lorries. But place where expected to go across to Czechoslovakia.